In Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey, a shiny black monolith appears to a group of prehistoric apes. The monolith communicates with the apes, and they learn how to use tools and eventually evolve into human beings. Fast forward to the 21st century, and the monolith reappears in Louisville with the smell of warm alfalfa hay. In the Kentucky Museum of Art and Crafts' Haulers and Harvest exhibit, 6 hay bales are stacked on a minimalist pedestal and artfully lit. They make up conceptual artist Russell Holsey's Kentucky Monolith 2012. Get a little closer, and you hear this monolith communicating, too. Holsey says he wants his piece to feel like a quiet invitation.
Come in closer is the idea. Let me tell you a secret. Let me speak to you something about the deep wisdom of the earth.
The monolith is surrounded by folk art pieces from the museum's collection, brightly painted wooden objects depicting scenes and motifs from rural life. Though his tools and materials are decidedly non-traditional, Holsey says the philosophical underpinnings of his work aren't so far removed from folk art.
To point more toward folk wisdom and to sort of get people in a more contemplative space thinking about the earth and how we as tool makers and tool users, human beings of the 21st century, how we can perhaps more responsibly and sustainably work in conjunction with the earth rather than thinking that somehow we dominate it.
The exhibit runs through August 31st. Aaron Keene, WFPL News.